Obviously, we could not have picked more appropriate music for our next esteemed guest. It is an honor and a privilege to once again welcome to Focus with Paul W. Smith, the president of Michigan State University, President Kevin Gaskowitz. Mr. President, it's always an honor, always a pleasure, sir. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Paul W. It's always great to be with you, and I do like that music. Thank you. It's a great selection, especially for this week.
It is a great song for this week and for every week, and we're proud on WJR to be the voice of Michigan State, the Spartans, not just on the field of play, but for academics and everything else, MSU. But let's face it, there's a lot of exciting athletics, obviously, with the basketball and hockey and gymnastics and Michigan State back in the Sweet 16. There's a lot to celebrate.
Absolutely. And it's been a great season, winter season, spring season for both our men's and women's basketball teams, our hockey team. You know, we're off to a great start with tennis and golf, et cetera. But yeah, a big weekend coming up for both the Spartan hockey team and the men's basketball team. So we'll be on the road and out supporting these two great teams and hopefully find our way to the Frozen Four for the hockey team and the Final Four for the men's basketball team.
Really something. It is, for anyone who didn't know, there is a reason that we've always called Tom Izzo Mr. March, and he lives up to it every March for years. It did shake me a little bit when somebody made a comment to him at a press conference, and he was very pleased. It was a very complimentary comment. He goes, "Well, you just pushed back my retirement by 2 years. I never even think of him retiring." But the reality is, eventually, he very well may retire. Has he talked to you about that at all?
No. Coach has got a lot of energy. And as I was sort of joking with him recently, when I think I heard a similar interview, perhaps, I said, "Remember, Coach, you promised me 10 years when I got here. You'd be here for at least 10. And that means you got at least 8 more to go. So let's keep the fuel in the tank and keep it rolling." He's the face of Michigan State, certainly athletics, and many would say of the university. He's a great friend to so many, a great coach, a good mentor. And I'm just proud to have him by my side on the leadership team. So, but it's going to be an exciting weekend.
He has been one of the best college spokespeople for any college in the country ever. And he continues to represent Michigan State University so well. He is a ball of fire. We don't see any signs of any slowing down. I hope that the new athletic structure with Spartan Ventures finds a way to put his name on something. Or I hope that you find a way, and I'm not talking about anytime soon. As you say, he's got 8 more years on that 10-year promise. I would think that a guy like Tom Izzo has earned some kind of emeritus position with Michigan State University for the rest of his life. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, he is, again, he's sort of a mentor and an advisor to so many on campus, and he shows up far beyond the basketball facility. And he's always there for us. We kicked off our capital campaign last March, March the 9th. It was the morning of the rival game on Senior Day against the University of Michigan. And he showed up to greet 1,200 loyal Spartan donors and alumni over this launch of our capital campaign. And just a few hours before the tip-off of that big game last year, and stayed longer than anybody expected him to. That's just who he is. He shows up, again, far beyond just the basketball sideline, and that's what people love about him.
And it's hard to be in the shadow of Tom Izzo, but we also salute the Michigan State coach, Adam Nightingale. This was a big, big year for him in men's hockey.
Absolutely. We've had a great year. We bounced around from ranked first, second, third most of the year nationally. Got into that regular season Big Ten championship. Adam, you know, the thing about Adam, a lot like Coach Izzo and Coach Frelick and Coach Lubon and others, you know, that we have here, these great coaches, they know how to recruit great talent, but develop them into to leaders. And so Adam has done a great job of recruiting and retaining, it's an incredible roster, against a very competitive landscape in hockey. And we're fortunate to have a great facility. I think the best college hockey facility in the country that helps, but it's also about his leadership and the coaches he surrounded himself by that are recruiting this great team. So I think it's going to be a fun run here over the next few weeks.
We're spending some time with the president of Michigan State University, Kevin Guskowitz. And, sir, you have called upon many across the campus at MSU to help reimagine the future of MSU Health Sciences, advancing One Health, a shared vision for Michigan State. How's that going?
It's going great. This has been about a year and a half long process called W, and really happy with where we are right now. We engaged so many constituencies around the state of Michigan, certainly here on our campus, partners across the state from Grand Rapids to Detroit and Henry Ford, and a Corwell in the western part of the state to help us reimagine what we could do to best position Michigan State, but more importantly, how do we better prepare the healthcare providers and physicians of the future through a more of a sort of interprofessional education model? So we're going to work to unify our two colleges of medicine. We got two great colleges, one of human medicine, which is the MD pathway, another osteopathic route for the DOs. And I think it's going to be transform the way we train physicians for the future. Also a new college of health sciences, bringing together a lot of the faculty and researchers under one umbrella that's, I think, going to, again, transform the way we can best produce the graduates that the state of Michigan and the Midwest really need at this point in time with the shortage of providers.
You can go to the One Health Council report. I believe it's at One Team, One Health, a website there. And what you'll see, too, in the Green and White Council, you'll see a strong capital campaign with several large donations recently supporting both athletics and engineering, among others.
Yes, we're really excited about our new Lineweber Engineering and Digital Innovation Center. We've been talking about this for quite a while, for a year or two before I got here, about how we can better train engineers and data scientists and entrepreneurs that are going to be needed for the future. Training them in a new way through an interdisciplinary approach. This new center, through a $50 million gift from the Lineweber, Larry Lineweber and his family foundation, to help us bring this to reality. And so the stake is in the shovel's in the ground. We've already started to bring that the building up out of the ground. It's gonna take probably 2.5 years to build it, but it'll be a game changer for Michigan State and for the state of Michigan. Another big gift recently from Jill and Jay Craig, $26.5 million gift to help us with experiential education opportunities for our students. We know internships and service learning initiatives are critical to that overall educational experience. So those are just two of the big gifts on top of the big gift from the Williams family. Don and Greg Williams back announced in December that giving to several areas on the campus, and it's been a great 4 or 5 months, and we're excited. The future's bright.
Oh, it is for Michigan State, and all the good things that happen at Michigan State are all good things that happen to the great state of Michigan. We congratulate you on the integrated, cross-cutting One Health Research Network. Unification of the College of Human Medicine and the College of Osteopathic Medicine into a single integrated college, offering both MD and DO degrees. The College of Health Sciences being created, and we'll look too for some of the work of the Green and White Council. You've got a lot going on, and it appears to me, sir, you're doing one heck of a job.
Well, thanks so much, Paul W. It's an amazing place with very passionate alumni, and I have 550,000 living alums across the globe, and I want to make them proud to be Spartan alum and keep flying their Spartan flag and wearing the green and white. So I'm proud to be leading it, and always enjoy spending a little bit of time with you, and I appreciate all that you do to help share the good news that's happening here over in mid-Michigan.
Well, I'm a big, big supporter of MSU and proud that WJR is the voice of not just MSU athletics, but understanding the whole picture of academics at Michigan State University. We're very lucky to be here alongside you. The president of Michigan State University, Kevin Guskowitz. President Guskowitz, again, we look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Paul W. Have a great day.
All right. Go green.
Go white.
See, that's from a guy who went to Michigan, but that's how much I love MSU, except when they're playing Michigan, and you understand that. We continue in focus on WJR.